Texte numéro 15. Chinese tourists pump cash into a hot destination, China. When Stephen Stoss arrived here 6 years ago, little more than lush foliage lined the roads leading to the 492-room Hilton, where he is now general manager. Few other international hotels have been built along the town's picturesque bays. Mr. Stoss and his colleague, from those that were operating, would meet regularly for dinner around a small table. Today, they would need a banquet hall. St. Regis and MGM Hotels have joined the Hilton on a stretch of white sand beach on Yalong Bay. Elsewhere, Insania, Hyatt, Westin, Shangri-La and other prominent chains have built properties. Hilton alone has three hotels in town. Those once quiet streets around the Hilton are clogged with tour buses. Upscale apartment blocks and gated communities of multi-million dollar villas have replaced the wild brush. Against the backdrop of China's slowing economy, tourism is a bright spot. Many Chinese families are still getting wealthier and spending that extra income on travel. Groups of Chinese tourists are already a common sight, from Times Square to Buckingham Palace to Angkor Wat. But a bigger part of the travel story is the boom within China. Last year, Chinese tourists took 4 billion domestic trips, twice as many as in 2010, and significantly more than the 122 million journeys abroad, according to government statistics. The government has been encouraging Chinese families to pack up and go. As the economy's traditional export and investment engines have been slowed by feeble demand and excess factories, policymakers are trying to shift towards services and consumption. Tourism is central to that transition. The government hopes China's swelling middle class will spend more on leisure and entertainment to create jobs in hotels, airlines and restaurants. Here it is becoming more important for people to have quality spare time, Mr. Stoss said, and they are willing to pay for that. Beijing is counting on travellers like Leng Zixin, 28. Mr. Leng, an entrepreneur from Qingdao in Shandong province, on the east coast of China, travels with his wife and two-year-old daughter nearly every month, often for long weekends and usually within China. I like to spend more time with my child and have her experience different places, Mr. Leng said as he relaxed in the Hilton's lobby. Despite the economic downturn, his income is surging, up tenfold in 3 years to 3 million renminbi, $450,000. With more disposable cash, he spends several times as much on hotels and meals as he previously had. My travel has changed since I had a family, said Mr. Leng, who runs his own jewellery brand. I stay in nicer hotels and eat better quality food. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2016.